I can remember it as if it were yesterday. A retired Army officer moved into the house next door about a month after we had moved into ours. In the spring, he decided to install in his yard an automatic lawn sprinkler system. He wanted a beautiful rolling green lawn and figured it was worth the expense to have one put in. I couldn't afford anything like that, so Virginia and I decided to make do with a garden hose. But within 2 years, his lawn was dry and dead. Colorado is hot and arid in the summer, and the sandy soil does not retain water very long. Over the months, little pieces of sand and rock clogged up our neighbor's automatic sprinkler system, and it never did work very well. By contrast, each evening, Virginia was out surveying the bushes and flower beds and lawn, and each one that looked dry got her undivided personal attention. If a patch of grass began to turn brown, it got extra water and maybe even a little lawn food. Whatever a bush or flower or patch of grass needed, she was right there to meet the need. And friend, that is exactly the need of new believers in Christ. Each one is different. Each one has special needs. Each one needs individual, personal attention. But sometimes in our ministries, we treat these new babes in Christ like my neighbor treated his lawn. We turn them over to some impersonal program and hope that it will do the trick. But follow-up is not done by some thing, but by someone. But there's another excuse I've heard. People have told me, those new babes are God's children, aren't they? Let him take care of them. But listen to the Apostle Paul. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped night and day exhorting each of you one by one with tears in my eyes. Now that's what you call individual, personal attention. And then he says, and now, brethren, after dealing with each of you one by one, night and day with tears, and now I commit you to God. Yes, they are God's children, but they need the help and guidance of older brothers and sisters in the faith. Friend, God is waiting for you to share with new believers what he has taught you. Don't rely on a program. They need your personal attention. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.